Can anyone answer me? Does a fully enlightened being, like the Buddha, need to take any vows? Buddha needs to take a vow. Shakyam Muni Te Pao. Okay, I speak Cantonese. Quang Kim Quang Quang Quang. I don't understand. Sorry. I make up my own languages. You should hear me speak Tibetan. It's even horrible. Tibetan lamas go, why? I have an American accent speaking Tibetan. Okay. Can anybody answer me? Does Shakyam Muni need to take vows? Just pass the microphone to Shin. And if you don't answer well, we got Pandora here as a backup. Well, I don't know if we like him anymore because he's a traitor.
Yes. Buddha doesn't need to take vow because they have purified their karma.
So what is a proper recipient of a person who needs to take a vow? What's a proper recipient or a person that should take a vow?
It's a person who still has negative karma to purify.
Okay. If they have negative karma to purify, why do they need to take a vow? Why would that help them to purify it?
Because that would be the cause to stop it from the cause.
How is that the cause for it to stop it?
Because, negative karma is the effect of something that you have done.
Okay.
So there must have been a cause. So for example, like you say, a healthy body, that is the effect of not killing. So not killing is the cause. So for example, you have negative karma.
Very good. So if you take about not killing and you don't kill, what's the difference in getting a good body?
Can you repeat that question?
Yes. If you take a vow of not killing, or you simply don't kill, those two results, which one will bring you a healthy body and why?
By taking a vow, then you will get that. Because you have all the...
So if you take a vow, and as a result of holding your vow of not killing, you get a healthy body, is that correct?
Yes.
You get a healthy body from refraining from killing.
Yes.
Why is that different than not taking a vow and simply not killing?
Because it's not a conscious action. It's not without the four elements that you mentioned just now.
Correct. So therefore, if the intention is not there, it does not equate results. Yes. So therefore, taking a vow creates an obvious and open and direct intent. Correct? So when you have the intent and you take the vow, by holding the vow every single day, the karmic repercussion or the karma from that would result in something that's similar to the vow. Do you agree with that? Okay, does everybody understand that? So therefore, if we have a disease, then we need to take medication. If we have a problem, we go for counseling. If we're naked, we wear clothes. If we're hungry, we eat food. Similarly, if we have ego, that's the best reason to take a vow. And the reason why is, it is a conscious, open, and direct step to battle the ego. Conscious why? Once you take the vow, if you are a conscientious person, and most people who take vows are, you will start learning, investigating, studying, contemplating on the cause of the ego, the antidote, and applying the antidote. And by holding the vow, it will be a impetus and a push from behind, because we have sworn to something very sacred of Buddha. It is sacred because it is someone that has become a fully enlightened being who can teach us the path from A to Z. At the same time, when we swear to an outer Buddha, the intent to swear to an outer Buddha is not to remain forever worshipping an outer Buddha. The intent of swearing to a Buddha or taking refuge in a Buddha is to find our internal or inside Buddha. But at this time, for us to run around to say we're looking for an internal Buddha is not possible. So if we live under a great artist,